Georgia online sports betting bill clears House committee. With time running out to meet the crossover deadline, the digital-only sports betting bill is making a last-minute push in the Georgia legislature. On Wednesday, March 5, the state's higher education committee voted to move forward with the legislation with an increased tax rate. The digital-only sports betting proposal includes constitutional amendment and framework bills that were cleared via voice vote. The committee also passed an amendment to increase the proposed tax rate in HB 686 from 20% to 24%. However, they rejected an amendment to HR 450 that sought to include iGaming in the upcoming voter referendum. Only digital or online sports betting will be legalized under the proposed bills. The measure will face a statewide vote in November 2026 and a scheduled launch on July 31, 2027. If approved, the legislation would introduce a competitive and open online sports betting market in the state, regulated by the Georgia Lottery Corporation. The sports betting bill would generate additional revenue for universal pre-K education programs. As outlined in HR 450, 85% of the first $150 million in sports betting tax revenue would be allocated to support universal pre-K programs and the state's HOPE scholarships. Next steps for Georgia sports betting bill. Licenses would be available to Georgia's professional sports teams and organizations like Augusta National Golf, Atlanta Speedway, and the PGA Tour. An additional 7 licenses would be available for standalone operators, while the lottery would also be allowed to operate a digital sportsbook. The legislation now moves to the Rules Committee, where it will be prepared for a House floor vote ahead of today's crossover deadline. To remain viable this session, the bill must be sent to the opposing chamber by Thursday's deadline. The Rules Committee is scheduled to meet at 9 a.m. local time, as seen on the Georgia General Assembly's website.